Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr. And did you know that in Marion, Ohio, eating a donut while walking backwards is illegal on city streets?
I did not.
I know. I don't know if it's because if you're walking backwards and the powdered sugar getting your eyes.
Can you eat a muffin and walk backwards?
Well, see, also unspecific, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and we all know details. Of these weird laws that are still on the books for whatever reason. And today we're going to be talking about everything you never knew you wanted to know about. Is that a law?
Yes. I found a couple where right out the gate, we need to tell you, many of the ones that you see on social media are unfounded. There were many as we were digging where we could not find a source. So I'm going to call them urban legends. I'm not sure what Trace is going to call them.
No, I would agree with that. And I agree with you that there were a lot of ones, like I found one that supposedly someplace in Wisconsin that you couldn't eat ice cream at the ice cream counter on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
And BuzzFeed had a list, and then another group that does fact-finding stuff said we can't find any information about that. So
turns out that's less of a law and more of just the ice cream shop was closed.
Yeah, I don't know. So I know we've tried to do due diligence and search all the way down. I read a lot of municipal code, a lot of wherefore and if then and that sort of stuff, trying to make sure that we've got the real deal. But if you hear something that we talk about today and you're like, hey, I don't actually think that's right, let us know and we'll, yep, you know, we'll fix that.
We might send you a sticker.
Blue laws are laws that prohibit behavior on Sundays.
Okay.
So, for example, we lived in Atlanta, Georgia for 2 years back in 1999. You know, one day we're going to go to dinner at somebody's house. It's Sunday. And I'm not a wine drinker, but, you know, I was bringing a bottle of wine. So I had my bottle, mm-hmm, of wine and all my groceries. And it gets up there and the guy picks up the bottle of wine off the thing and he sets it to the side.
What?
And I'm really? Like, actually, I kind of wanted to buy that. Yeah. And he says, no, you can't. It's Sunday.
Wow.
So you couldn't buy alcohol on Sunday.
Wow, that is a bummer if you did not plan ahead.
So yes, it was a super bummer because I was just standing and I was just like, what?
But I brought this lovely gallon of milk to the party.
But and then I'm like, but I don't care. And he's like, that's the law. I can't sell it to you. And then there's been laws like you can't play marbles or dominoes on Sundays in some, mm-hmm, places. And like Washington State didn't eliminate most of its blue laws until 1966.
Wow.
And then they had a huge referendum about it. It was a really big deal whether, yeah, or not we were going to take those off or not.
I'm envisioning some conservative folks thinking that there's going to just be drunken revelry on Sundays now.
Probably, yeah.
Turns out, no, we're all just doing laundry to catch up. We're just dishes and watching football.
I don't have time to party. I'm too tired.
Yeah. Yep.
So what kind of weird and wacky laws did you throw one at me?
You may not carry a concealed weapon that is over 6 feet in length. Now, this one is an urban legend, but it also is just physically true if you are less than 6 feet tall. You cannot carry and conceal a weapon that is 6 feet or more. I could not. I'm 5'6".
Now, is this the Washington State weapons laws? Is that what you were looking at with that?
Seattle. Because this one is from Seattle.
Yeah, because... But then what's weird about a lot of those laws, because my son does airsoft, mm-hmm, which is like BB guns, for those of you who don't know. And you know, they are automatic weapons or regular weapons, but you're, mm-hmm, shooting a plastic BB and trying to figure out some of the laws.
Oh, yeah.
And I think this also goes back to the whole problem of what's on the books and what's not on the books, because I,
yes,
was reading Spokane County statutes on, like, can he... Can he do target practice in the backyard?
Oh, sure.
And, well, if maybe yes, maybe no. This thing says you can't have a firearm and you can't do shooting. And then this one says, I ended up having to call the police department.
Say, would you come and haul us away?
And I'm like, can you do this? And the gal said, yes, you can. But
do you feel like you wanted her to sign you a note?
I kind of did. I was
Judy
like, what
Friday
is your
said?
Name? Yeah, I know, because I don't want my son to get arrested for shooting an airsoft pistol in the, yeah.
Getting
and
hauled
so
away screaming, Judy said it was fine.
I know. We called 311 and they were just okay. Yeah. But the 6 foot long thing,
mm-hmm,
then there's stuff like you can have, well, I'm getting off topic,
you can't,
but it's confusing.
Haul your bow staff around and conceal it. But
like, you can't. Well, you could have it. You just can't conceal it.
Okay. I could physically not conceal it anyway. So
yeah,
not at risk there.
It's just it's underneath your jacket.
I'm super stealth. Ma'am, are you carrying a shower rod?
No. No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Another one of my favorite urban legends that I could not find a source for was that in Wilbur, Washington, you may not ride an ugly horse. I feel like that's sort of mean. What if I love the horse?
And who decides what constitutes an ugly horse?
We don't know. Somebody decided. I don't know. Urban legend. Couldn't find a source.
Okay. Well, I've got one that is a law. So in Gainesville, Georgia, a woman was nearly arrested for trying to eat fried chicken with a fork. It was kind of a joke arrest. You know, she was there. The cop came in and he's like, ma'am, you do know that that's against the law. It's only legal to eat fried chicken with your bare hands because, and this is a quote, fried chicken is a culinary delicacy sacred to this municipality, this county, this state, the Southland, and this republic.
All right. That's serious.
Yeah. No forks.
Is that like what could, there's things you cannot have on hot dogs in some places, and it will be really unpopular if you try to get like your hot dog with ketchup. I think it's like relish and mustard. I don't know.
Or mayonnaise. I do know in some places if you ask for mayo with something like that,
yes,
it's just like.
The crowd will drum you out of there. Uh-huh. I can see a law being put on the books tongue in cheek.
Well, I don't know if this was, I don't know why it's, and that's the other problem with some of these laws. It's there, but why? Like in Pennsylvania,
yeah.
No discharging of a cannon at a wedding. Now, see, that seems practical.
What if it's a military wedding?
No cannons. You just can't.
That's disappointing. I'm already married, though, and so that ship has sailed.
Oh, well,
maybe
okay.
At a christening? Could you have a cannon at a christening?
I don't know. It was nonspecific.
My favorite one that I found, I have a suspicion that we have both found this. It is the Undiscovered Species Protection Act.
Oh,
did
so
you
good.
Find this one?
Mm-hmm.
It's east of Western Washington. Hello, Western Washington. We love you so much for so many reasons. And this is one of my new favorites. The harassing of Bigfoot, Sasquatch, or other undiscovered species is a felony punishable by a fine and or imprisonment. And this is passed in Skamania County on April 1st of 1969.
Yeah, there was some comment about the whole April Fool's Day
yes.
angle. Also in Whatcom County, here in Washington, we have 1 million acres of land declared as the nation's one and only Bigfoot sanctuary.
I love that very much.
Which I did not know, and now I kind of think I need to go.
Me too. I read that the original ordinance was amended in 1984 to preclude any insanity defense and to consider such a killing homicide if the creature was proven by the coroner to be humanoid. That's a Whatcom County thing. Then it would be murder. And there were guidelines about the remains, use of the remains. If a creature were to be killed, it would have to go to an educational institution, and then the person would be prosecuted. And the prosecution possibilities were, it's a felony, punishable by a fine not to exceed $100,000, and or imprisonment not to exceed 10 years.
Wow. And remember, yeah. Remember, friends, this is before marijuana was legal in Washington.
Yep.
Wow. Well, aside from Bigfoot, don't steal someone's crawdads in Louisiana.
I feel like stealing in general is a no-no, and that specificity is interesting.
Yes, but the thefts of crawfish in excess of $500 worth of crawfish can land you in prison or get you a stint of hard labor.
I would like to know how many crawfish one must accrue in order to have $500 worth of crawfish.
Well, but even if it was only a buck a bug, that's a lot.
It is a lot.
But I imagine it's trying to keep you from like raiding somebody else's crawdad
the
pots.
Little fishing area.
Yeah, I don't really know how often that's enforced. But it was a large block of text. I just gave you like the Cliff Notes version. There was a lot more there. Clearly, awesome. Somebody knew somebody, and then the law
something
was
went
written.
Down.
Yeah.
This is like the things that are printed on hair dryers. Like, don't put this in your bathtub.
Well,
and
duh. Yes.
You know, all the crazy warnings on appliances. This is one of those kind of laws.
Yep.
There's a store here. How about, here's one I liked. Los Angeles. You may only throw a Frisbee at the beach in Los Angeles County, California, with the lifeguard's permission. I liked that one. That's actually on the books.
Oh.
And the reasoning behind it, they said, was because it's crowded on the beach sometimes. So the lifeguard can shut it down if it's just too crowded and there's a risk that somebody's going to be beamed in the head.
I think they should amend that to kites also, because
yes.
I know that, you know, Zoe and I went to the Oregon coast.
Yeah.
And we got this really cool owl kite and she's flying it. And, you know, you're on the ocean, so there's lots of wind. And I'm looking at it thinking, wow, that's really high up.
Yeah.
The wind dropped and it came straight down, and it was way up the beach. I mean, so far away that as you're screaming for people to, like, watch out, they can't hear you.
Oh.
And it hit the sand about 3 feet away from a guy. I mean, we would have killed him.
Yeah.
With the kite.
I lost an eye on the beach at Cannon Beach.
Yeah, they were really nice about it. Meanwhile, I'm over, you know, I'm just like, oh my God. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You get a rope burn if you come up behind the wrong guy.
Yeah, it could have been really bad. So there's I get hazards. The whole Frisbee thing. That's practical. Another one that's also practical is in Idaho, they have an active ban on cannibalism.
I'm on board with that.
Yeah, no non-consensual consumption.
I have questions about that stipulation.
So, well, because it's only in emergency situations. So the law actually states, like, you can't eat people. That's weird. Unless maybe you're in the backwoods somewhere and it's that or,
So if you are hiking in Idaho, you need to have that talk in the same way that you would do a DNR. So are you cool, bro, if we get lost and it starts snowing and things go down and...
You know, we'll just start with the toes and work our way up. Yeah.
Yeah, you come to terms. Yes, if there's frostbite. No, if I'm still conscious.
Yeah.
Wow.
You have to have your boundaries have to be set before you go.
I don't usually feel interested in going to court hearings or legal things like this, but I think I would like to sit there and listen to the discussion around this one.
That would be a fun one.
Guys in suits and ladies that are all, they're ready and they're all officey. And yeah, I want to hear this talk.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I liked that in Dana Point, California, one may not use one's own restroom if the window is open. And this is actually on the books. No person shall urinate or defecate on private property in any area exposed to the public view or on any public street, sidewalk, alley, park, or other public place except in a public or private restroom. How big are the bathroom windows in California?
Well, now I really want to know why this is on. Well, I guess this was probably, this is probably put on so to keep, you know, say a homeless person or something from public stuff. But why the home thing?
Maybe if you live, I live in an area where our house is set off the street a ways. And so my bathroom window's on the backyard, but in more urban areas. Maybe.
Well, no, here it says in any area exposed to public view.
Mm-hmm.
Except in a public or private restroom.
So how big are the windows?
But you could be in public view in your private restroom. No person shall urinate or defecate on private property in any area exposed to the public view, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or any blah, 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 except in public or private restrooms.
So they seem to contradict themselves.
It is a little contradictory, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you had a toilet in the middle of your living room in front of your giant window, technically...
You're on private property. But I remember the guy across the street and two houses down when I was growing up. My mom would say, oh, no, he's getting dressed, kids. Back, turn around. He would not shut his windows. And we had a nice big picture window.
Whose house was I at? Oh, you know whose house I'm talking about. Although I'm not going to use their name because you've been to their house. And you sit down on the toilet and you look up and there's a window high up on the wall. So someone,
you say, is it Lanny?
Someone in the next door, second floor, would look right down at you. And I'm like, unzip, sit, public, blah.
Jim. Yeah.
You know, and you're stuck.
Oh, yeah.
And I mentioned it to her and she's like, oh, yeah, no one ever looks. And I'm like, that you know of.
Right? Yes. Exactly. That could be really traumatic.
I just need a moment. Just a moment.
One private moment.
Well, and if you don't want anybody looking at anything, in Texas, it's illegal to sell your eyeballs. Now, this is one of those that I found online where you read that little blurb and they're telling you that's a law.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the actual law has to do with not selling human organs.
I'm on board with that.
Okay. Yeah, I am too. And most states have a sort of, you know, I can't sell my kidney to you and get money for that because that creates this black market. But that's one of those, if you were just to look online, they're like, oh, in Texas, it's illegal to sell your eyeballs, which sounds very titillating.
Yeah.
But it's actually kind of practical.
Bummer. But good. I found one in Florida where computers and smartphones were accidentally banned in internet cafes. And this is a real law on the books that sounds ridiculous and indeed was on the books. The Florida lawmakers voted to ban all internet cafes, but they worded the bill so poorly that they effectively outlawed every computer in the state, according to the law.
Oh.
So they didn't think through and read it out loud to themselves and say, is there any ramifications? And so that
It's probably some lawyer that's like, head, you know, face palm. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, in since 1917, you are prohibited from playing the Star Spangled Banner as dance music or part of a medley in Massachusetts. And that's
it. No tap dancing.
There's no tap. I know. So then I played it. I immediately played it and I tried to like rock it. And it doesn't really work. So I don't know why it's prohibited, because it's not really like, hey, that's what I want to jam out to.
Yeah. I would like to do a jaunty, snappy tap routine to It's a Grand Old Flag. But
yeah,
I don't know. Holding still seems best with the Star Spangled Banner.
I agree. Yeah, that's it.
I found one that said it's a misdemeanor to shoot any kind of game from a moving vehicle unless the target is a whale in California. But that is sadly...
Oh, game. You know, you said shoot any kind of game, and I'm imagining somebody like throwing dice out the window.
That's probably also illegal. The littering. I don't know. This one was, I could not find any laws to back it up. There were lots of people that quoted it, but nobody could back it up. But what I did find in my pursuit of that law is that if you want to be naked in public, then you have to get a parade permit. And that law is from February 1st, 2013.
How do you get from shooting animals while driving a car to, I love the internet.
It's probably only two clicks. that is thanks to the controversial nudity ban that went into effect February 1st, 2013. Prior to that, you could be naked in public if you so desired, but you were required to sit on a towel if you were sitting on a public seat or bench.
Amen.
Now you have to have a parade permit, but you can sit wherever you want.
That's not sanitary.
No, there's so many reasons I'm not on board with. Yeah.
Well, so before we go, I have one more in New Orleans that fortune telling is bad. It's illegal. Unless. So the whole law is a giant paragraph, and I'm only going to give you a bit of it, that it shall be unlawful for any person to advertise for or engage in telling or pretending to tell fortunes, either with cards, hands. You know, they go through all these different ways that you're not allowed to do it, and it's very bad. You can't try to tell people you're removing evil influences or to give luck or to affect marriages or any of these sorts of things. But nothing herein contained shall apply to any branch of medical science or to any religious worship. So basically, it's illegal unless you say it's part of my religion to tell fortunes.
In the name of the Lord.
Or it's part of my medical practice to tell fortunes, and then you're okay.
Okay, I'm reading your tea leaves for science.
Yes.
I like that. I'm just going to follow everything. For science.
For science.
For posterity.
Exactly.
I have a medical degree. I don't have one, but... Please come visit us at brainjunkpodcast.com. We'll have pictures and more notes. Actually, I don't have any pictures for this one.
I don't have any pictures either, but I have a lot of statutes. If you want to read some legalese, this is the show notes for you.
I might go find a parade permit picture, our naked parade permit guy for you guys.
Nice and pixelated.
For this and other wonderful episodes, look for Brain Junk wherever you find your podcasts. And please don't forget to like and subscribe.
We tweet at My Brain Junk, and you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Brain Junk Podcast. Or drop us a line at brainjunkpodcast@gmail.com with your questions and or episode ideas. Or if we've gotten a law wrong, let us know how we can get it right. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.